Just a few weeks ago, a young man from Memphis, Tennessee, recorded a song on the Sun label. He has a new, distinctive style.
Hit it! Here is Elvis.
Rock and roll music, if you like it, and if you feel it, you can't help but move to it.
Yeah, baby.
The best 2 hours of Elvis.
History connection. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
That was kind of my pick this week, you know that.
Oh, was that your pick?
I like that song. I like that song.
How come I
like
didn't get a pick?
Well, maybe if there's time, we will.
Because it's all about you.
Just at that very particular moment.
Okay.
Welcome to Blue Suede Connection, everybody. I'm Dan.
I'm TL, who didn't get a pick.
Well, there may be time. Well, maybe we'll squeeze a TL song in here later, but I don't think you're going to mind because our listeners picked some great, great songs this week.
I hope they had me in mind.
They did. I know as a fact you're going to love lots of the songs you're going to hear on today's show.
Mm-hmm.
It's Listener Request Week. We've got brand new calls.
Nice.
If you called a couple weeks ago or a month or even 2 months ago, we didn't forget you. You're going to be on today because it is all about you guys and your picks today.
Nice.
Your favorite Elvis songs. Also on the show today, another group picked their favorite Elvis song.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, we'll talk about that. And another group picked the best Elvis albums of 2025.
Wow, people have a lot of opinions.
Yeah, there's lots of opinions out there, but only ours count, right?
TL,
you're going to share the most requested artist of all time.
I am, yeah.
That should be interesting. And also, we're always positive on this show. We focus on positivity.
Right.
No politics, no negative news, nothing bad or
evil. We're here to get happy, people.
But today, there is a little controversy happening at Graceland, and you're going to talk about that just a little bit. But we'll put a happy spin on it one way or another, because that's what we do here on Blue Suede Connection.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get started, TL, I got a question for you.
Okay.
Why did Elvis always carry a pencil?
Wow, I don't know.
You wanted to draw a crowd.
Hi, this is Victor from New Jersey. I would like to hear an outtake of Blueberry Hill. Thank you.
I found my thrill
here I find you. The moon's just still on Blueberry Hill. It lingered until my dreams came through. The wind in the willow, love's sweet melody.
Guilty pleasures in life, a good Texas steak, Sunday football, and of course the greatest pleasure in the world, cooking with propane and listening to Blue Suede Connection.
It's only love that I feel.
You know, I said you're going to love the show today because of all the great requests. And
yeah, I hear that.
Yeah, well, one thing I noticed on my list here, too, is of all the songs coming up,
mm-hmm.
it's a great variety of music. We've got country songs requested. We've got gospel songs requested. We got blues songs requested.
Right, nice.
Our listeners and our family and friends out there that join us every week, they've got good taste.
they really do. Wow, don't they?
And, folks, you're going to hear how easy it is to call us up and let us know what you think, what you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to dial the phone. And everybody that did call, don't worry if you screwed up. It's okay because TL is the best editor in the world.
Oh, yeah. I'll make everybody sound wonderful.
Why do you think I sound so smooth, professional on this show?
Because you demand.
No, because you edit me every week. You cut out my curse words and my getting upset
Girl
and
power.
All that. There you go. But anyway, if you would like to call us, let us know what you think about the show, what you think about Elvis. You got a song request, whatever you want to share. All you got to do is dial us up.
540-227-0514. And listen, this works on WhatsApp if you don't live in the U.S.
Ah, so if you're across the pond or something, you can still do it.
Hi, I'm listening now. This is Melissa. Please play the early love letters. Thank you.
Love letter straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone. When I can have all the love you write, I'm memorized every line. I kiss the name that you sung. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your heart. Kiss the name that you sung, and darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from your kiss the name that you sung. And darling, then I read again right from the start. Love letters straight from you.
Hey, baby. This is Dean Z, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my blue suede connection. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Tapper right there.
Love
Heel Sneakers on Blue Suede Connection.
Very good. Love that song.
Very easy show to put together this week, folks, because you picked the songs. It's listener request day here on Blue Suede Connection.
Right,
and we've got so many good ones that are all going to happen in the next hour and a half. Plus, here on the show. Mm-hmm. And in fact, in a few minutes, though, TL is going to share something with us. I don't know which story you're going to share, but you're going to share one of them.
Okay.
And that's all happening. But before that, TL, why did Elvis often carry a ladder around with him?
Oh, boy, I don't know these things.
To help him reach the high notes, baby.
Oh, my.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Honey, you're so cute when you get frustrated.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Yes, this is Orrin Miller calling from Waterloo, Iowa. I listen to your show on Tuesday evenings on KCFI radio, which stands for Cedar Falls, Iowa. And I really enjoy your program, and keep up the good work.
Exactly.
All right, I'm looking at my watch, and I see it's TL time.
All right.
Tell us something, baby. Share with us. Make us informed about our guy.
Well, I don't know if fans have recently heard, but at Graceland, the archive folks did finally display the 1977 furniture that was out when Elvis was still with us, just before he passed. And if you've seen it, for lack of a better word, it's not real attractive.
No, well, it was the 70s, right?
Yeah, it's all red.
Yeah.
I mean, even the carpet was red when he had changed the carpet out. But after Elvis passed, they did change it back to the original blue that had happened when Priscilla was there. And it's been a controversy. They do have the red furniture where you can see it now. It's in the walk-through museum.
Right.
So you can take a look at it. But some fans are asking, why don't they put it back?
What's your thoughts on that?
No, I say no.
No, the blue is much more appealing. It really is.
As far as your first impressions and what you want people to remember, it is. And that red furniture is stuck in a period of time.
Yeah, and Graceland is a time capsule to begin with.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have the choice...
don't want to be stuck in 77.
Right.
You want to walk in and get a feel of all. And I think when you go into like the Jungle Room, that's enough of a 77 impression there. That room is so bizarre. Yeah. Right.
Interesting stuff. We'd like to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah. Let us know. You could come over to Facebook or give us a call. Let us know. Would you like it the way it is, or do you want it to go back to the red boudoir like
that's a good way to
like
put it.
Furniture, yeah.
All right, TL, why did Elvis refuse to play cards?
Oh, geez. Because he dealt something. I don't know what.
He was afraid of the king getting caught.
I'm enjoying listening to the groovy Elvis show. These are the songs that I grew up with from the late 60s and 70s. But would love to hear Spin Out and Change of Habit. Thanks.
My name is Cody Downath, and I have made my Blue Suede connection.
When a motor's warm, and she's purring sweet, buddy, let me warn ya, you're on a one-way street. She'll crowd you close, spin your wheels, then you're gonna know how it feels to spin out. Yeah. Spin out. Better watch those curves. Never let her steer. If she can shake your nerves, boy, she can strip your gears. She'll get your heart going fast. Then she'll let you run out of gas.
So spread out. Spread out. She's out to prove she can really score. Never saw parts move or like that before. To flag you down, that's her goal. Scoot before you lose control. That's been out. Never saw parts move like that before. To flag you down, that's a goal. Scoot before you lose control. Let's spread out. Hey, 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 hey. Spread out. Let me hear you spread out.
The funky, groovy Ooh. Sounds of Elvis Presley there, Spin Out.
Good one.
On Blue Suede Connection. Mm-hmm. You know, if you think about it, T.L., we kind of mm-hmm. work for Elvis.
We do, I
yeah,
know.
We
yeah,
we do this show because we work for the guy because he deserves us to work for him. All yeah. the great music he yeah. gave us and all the just the happiness that Elvis has given all of us all through the years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But and I'm saying that, I'm thinking, I worked for Elvis many years ago, too.
Uh-huh.
When yeah, I was little Danny, living in Hagerstown, Maryland,
mm-hmm.
Before I got into the working world and all that, I was glued to my radio.
Mm-hmm.
And we had three or four different stations where I knew they would play Elvis.
Oh, okay.
So yeah. I would get on my phone in the evenings. I'd call up WQCM first and request Rubberneckin'.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd call WYII in Williamsport and ask them to play, you know, a country Elvis song.
Uh-huh.
Then I'd call WARK and ask them to play a great 50s classic.
Yeah.
And I would sit and listen, you know, and sometimes they would record me, too,
oh, okay.
asking for the songs just like we've done with our listeners here.
Right. That's cool.
So I was working for Elvis back in the day.
So you know what that story brings to mind?
Tell me, baby, what
the
does it bring to mind?
The fact that you had stations to call and do that.
Yes.
See, that's why we're here, because we lack that now.
Yeah,
stations
that's true.
That can play Elvis, or that do play Elvis,
right.
other than Burning Love.
Absolutely right.
Yeah,
that's very
yeah.
true.
Mm-hmm.
T.L., why did Elvis join the gym?
To get buff.
He wanted to get his hips in shape.
Oh, boy.
Good morning. This is Pat in Mason City, Iowa. Thank you for the gospel songs that you are playing today. Would you please play Life by Elvis? I only heard this on your show some time ago. I think it is the finest recording Elvis has made. Why is it that it is never played? I hope, wish that you will play it again so we can hear it again. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Somewhere out in empty space, long before the human race, something stirred. A vast and timeless source began. Intelligence was born, and then there was the world. Powers filled the universe. Matter formed and broke the curse of nothingness. Love became an ageless soul. Nature reached her highest goal and breathed the breath of life. Everlasting life. Well, and creatures came from out of sight. Daylight came from in the night, and all was good. Life became a master plan. Love produced a perfect man. not understood. The image of the Maker's word, worshipped him with all he had. But then one day, from in the depths an evil seed grew and manufactured greed, changed the way of life. Everlasting life. Oh, the loving power of look and saw inside the heart of man a flaw began to grow. Well, the fires of hell began to burn, and so he sent his chosen son to let us know that love had surely made us all, and hate would surely make us fall. So from the cross, and he showed the world that dreadful day that love could be the only way, for all is lost of life. Everlasting life, for life is love.
She turned and walked away and told me I was.
listeners' requests coming right up after this on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
It's okay, honey. It's just old Elvis here.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber, available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Martha O'Malley. Thanks for calling me back last night. And the two of you are just wonderful. You've brought a new dimension to my life here in Oregon. And it's 2 hours on the local radio, so thank you.
Angel, with those angel eyes, come and take this world up to paradise. Angel, may I hold you tight? Never kissed an angel. Let me kiss one tonight. If I said I love you, would I be speaking out of turn? I'm only human, but I'm willing.
There's a prime example for Follow That Dream.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Angel, really nice song.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you know, all of our friends and listeners picked their favorite Elvis songs this
sure
week
did.
On the show.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends over at BBC Two Radio.
Oh, yeah.
They gave a list of what their listeners and their friends picked as their favorite Elvis songs.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to give the 15, okay?
All right.
They said number 15 is Hound Dog.
Mm.
These are the requested songs they get.
Okay.
All right, 14, Viva Las Vegas.
Okay.
13, Are You Lonesome Tonight? 12, A Little Less Conversation, the remix.
Okay.
11, Love Me Tender.
Mm.
Number 10, Jailhouse Rock. Number 9, I Just Can't Help Believing.
Oh, okay.
Number 8, Burning Love.
Of course.
Number 7 is really popular in the UK, Trilogy.
Oh, yeah.
Number 6, The Wonder of You.
Mm-hmm.
Number 5, Can't Help Falling in Love.
Hmm.
Number 4, Always on My Mind. Number 3, If I Can Dream.
Okay.
Number 2, In the Ghetto. And number 1, Suspicious Minds.
Okay.
Now, that's a great, great list, and I love it.
Yeah.
But you got to admit, our listeners and our friends picked different songs. They
oh,
didn't
absolutely.
Pick just the hits.
Oh, yeah.
And lots that's what I like ones. About our version of listeners.
Of listener's choice.
Yeah, very much so.
Hello, my name's Dennis. I was born in 1956, so Elvis has always been a part of my life. And when Elvis assembled a band from Vegas You know, he knew what he was doing. Some of his greatest music. They were the band, and they were family, and you can hear it in the music. So thank you for your show. I enjoy it every week.
Go, darling, I'll be old.
agree with what that caller said. You know, the band was so tight. That band was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Elvis knew what he was doing when he picked those musicians.
Oh, he did. He knew what he wanted.
Yeah. And he did handpick them himself.
Mm-hmm. He did.
You know, all of them. And like he says in different interviews, he could snap his finger. He wanted blues, they could play blues. He wanted to do a country song.
Right.
Right there.
They were very versatile.
And then you add on the background vocals with the Stamps or the Imperials and the Sweets.
Right. Yeah. I think what I liked the most was how, and even James Burton said this, that when they started, Elvis, you know, he asked Elvis, do you want us to play all this music like it was previously recorded?
Right,
and Elvis said, no, I want you to add your own touch to it. So he gave them that ability, which
absolutely
made some of those older songs newer.
Very good. TL, why did Elvis carry a broom to his concerts?
He gonna sweep everybody away.
Oh, man, you ruined that one. You got me on that one.
Really?
It ain't right, I tell you.
Hello, Blue Suede Connection. This is Jalen Smith once again, listening to you from NorthCoastGreatestHits.com and also listening to you from Huntsville, Alabama, as I took a trip. I'd like you to play a request song for my girlfriend, Wenda, Reconsider Baby.
See you go. Yeah, so long. Oh, how I hate to see you go. Separate this way. We've been together so long. Do I have to separate this way? Well, I'm gonna let you go ahead on, baby. Pray that you'll come back home someday. Wait a minute, boy.
change your mind. You said you want to love me, but now I guess you've changed your mind. Why don't you reconsider, baby? Give yourself just a little more time.
We'll be right back
after this quick message.
Well, it's about time you got here.
Blue Suede Connection.
When Moses walked the children out of Egypt land, said, now don't you worry, we're in the Lord's hands. He's gonna walk beside us, time is coming near.
That funky Elvis here on Blue Suede Connection today.
Mm-hmm.
If you enjoyed hour one and all those great requests, you are definitely going to enjoy hour number two because
that's
they just
right.
keep it coming, baby. All right, so we got lots of stuff in store. We're going to talk Elvis albums, and TL's going to talk about the all-time most requested artist. I wonder if Elvis made the list.
Ooh, do you think?
I kind of think he probably did. Before we get the festivities beginning, baby, I was going to remind you, you know, the people are still saying Elvis is out there and he's still among us.
Are they?
Yeah,
still?
He was seen recently at a hardware store, and the cashier said she definitely believes it was Elvis because he was returning a sander.
Hi, this is Carla. I've been loving Elvis since I'm a little kid. I've been to Graceland several times and just love all his music. Would like to ask if you would play From a Jack to a King. Would love to hear it. Thank you so much, and love, love, love your program.
From a jack to a king, I'm loneliness to a wedding ring. I played an ace and I won the queen. I walked away with your heart. From a jack to a king, with no regrets, I stacked your cards, I stacked your cards last night. Right. You made me king of your heart. Oh, for just a little while, I thought that I might lose a game. Oh, but just in time, I saw the twinkle in your eye. From a jack to
Fred, what do you think about Blue Suede Connection?
Well, Bonnie, I got three big words for you.
Well, I've got a gal, she's as cute as she can be. She's a distant cousin, but she's not too distant with me. We kiss all night. I speak is her tight, but we're kissing cousins. That's what makes it alright. Oh, I've got a gal and she told me how to live. She can give a lot and she's got a lot to give. We kiss all night. I squeeze her tight, but we're kissing cousins. That's what makes it alright. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe, because we're children of Adam and Eve. I got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's the kind of trouble I need plenty of. We'll kiss all night, I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing cousins and that'll make it all right, all right, all right. We'll be kissing cousins, that'll make it all right, all right, all right, all right. Yeah, we're all cousins, that's what I believe. Cause we're all children of Adam and Eve. Now I got a gal and she wants a lot of love. That's a kind of trouble I give you plenty of. We'll kiss all night. I'll squeeze her tight. We'll be kissing her cousin. That'll make it all right, all right, all right.
I want to thank once again all the great listeners who's been calling and asking for these songs. And it's our honor to play them for you because we love them too, just like you. And TL and I say it all the time, before we're radio hosts or before we're whatever we are fans.
Whatever we are.
Yeah.
Your guess is as good as mine.
Yeah, we're fans before anything else.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And that's the whole basis behind this program. You know, the first thing is to keep Elvis out there and keep his legend going and keep his music on free radio.
Right.
That's been
right.
our goal from day one. But we also do this because we love Elvis.
Exactly.
And we love sharing him every week with you. And I like that we have this little party every week. And when I say party, when TL says party, we sincerely mean that.
Yeah.
This is not a radio show. It's a weekly gathering for all of us Elvis fans to be together
and
listen to the music. And it's our honor to host the party. So
together,
again, thank you for the calls, and we really appreciate it because it isn't a party without you. I say that all the time, and we sincerely mean that. And if you don't want to call, but Tio's going to give you that number again in a minute, but if you don't want to call, there's several other ways to get in touch with us. And Tio, just run down the gamut for them and let them know.
Well, the phone number is 540-227-0514. Now, you don't need to call. You can text.
Right.
You can come over to WhatsApp and text through there, or just your regular text inside U.S. But you can also leave song requests on our Facebook. Just type in Blue Suede Connection in Facebook search bar. It'll come right up. There's also email, which is linked to our website at bluesuedeconnection.com.
Very simple. There you go.
Yes, I'm listening to y'all now. I would like to hear Hurt simply because Elvis's voice was at its pinnacle. Thank you.
Best friend. best friend. Never end. Will it ever end? Never end.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you guys, I love your show, and keep it going. I live in Winchester, and man, I'll tell you, I just really love Elvis, man. Uh-huh. Anyway, I'll talk to you later. You guys have fun, and keep it going.
I had a fight with my baby. Ooh, how sorry I am. She won't talk to me no how. I'm gonna send a telegram. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. She won't open my letters. She won't answer the phone. When I'm ringing her doorbell, she says there ain't nobody home. The Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. And no more. She won't let you deliver. Slip it underneath her door. Western Union. Send my loving baby back to me. Western Union.
Gospel music nice. Here on Blue Suede Connection. Baby, you got something good coming up, right?
I do, yep.
Where are they going to hear it at?
Right here on Blue Suede Connection.
Millions believe in the power of prayer. What if God finally answered? What if he sent you your own personal angel? And what if that angel was Elvis Presley?
Come here. Sit down, honey. I'll behave.
Eternal Flame, a novel by Patricia Garber. Available on Amazon.
I'm Michaela.
And I'm Melissa.
And we made our Blue Suede connection.
Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against my skin. Like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care what's right or wrong. And it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't care. Sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't want to be alone. Help me make it through the night.
That's good stuff right there.
Absolutely.
Help me make it through the night. Mm-hmm. Elvis himself is doing it right. Okay, baby, it is TL time once again. It's TL time at least twice on each show.
Oh, at least,
sometimes,
yeah.
More.
Oh, yeah, sometimes way more.
But
than
we
that.
All love TL time.
Aw,
so
isn't that sweet?
There you go. Tell us why.
All right, so this is kind of an unusual list, and I like it because of that.
All right.
So we are going to talk about the top 40, but we're not going to name all 40. We're just going to tell you the top 10 because it would take too long.
All right.
All-time most requested artist at the Royal National Orthopedic Hospital in the UK.
Okay. That's definitely different.
So I had to Google to find out. I mean, I figured it was UK because that's usually, they like to call things royal out there.
Right,
so,
yes.
So I looked it up, and it is one of the most prominent hospitals out there. This one is for orthopedic care.
Okay.
And they have an article that was shared in radiobroccoli.org,
right.
And they're talking about that Elvis had topped their annual chart on three different occasions.
Nice.
36 out of the 40 years that they have been in service, Elvis has been in the top five for the most requested artist in the hospital.
Love it.
Now, I'm not sure. I couldn't quite figure out if they go on some app or they have music maybe on their TV,
right.
and they can request things. But the top 10 artists that they can request, number 10 is Stevie Wonder. Number 9 is Robbie Williams. Number 8 is Elton John. Number 7 is Cliff Richard.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6 is ABBA. Number 5 is Michael Jackson. 4 comes in at the Beatles. Frank Sinatra sits at 3. Two is Queen.
All right.
And Elvis Presley is number one.
Of course he is. Who else would it be?
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You know what else is interesting, TL?
What's that?
Did you ever wonder why Elvis wore sunglasses so much in 1956? Do you know why?
Uh-uh.
Because his future looked right ahead.
Hey, this is Robert McCaffrey Jr. I got my Blue Suede connection going, and my favorite song is How the Web Was Woven.
Natasha Merkovich, and I'm from Elvis the Next Generation, and I made my Blue Suede connection here in Niagara Falls.
A very old friend came by today, 'cause he was telling everyone in town of the love that he just found, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. He talked and talked, and I heard him say that she had the longest, blackest hair, the prettiest green eyes anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a-burning. I wished him luck, and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was
time. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's a name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's a name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's a name.
Hi, my name is Elizabeth. I'm calling from West Virginia, and I love the Blue Suede Connection. And my favorite Elvis song, Little Darlin'.
As you're hearing the show today, not every single voice you hear of the friends that called us are asking for songs. They're just sharing their thoughts or
sometimes,
whatever with us.
Yeah, sometimes.
And we welcome that as well. And we've gotten quite a few of folks who have a little story or a little something or their feelings about Elvis. We would like to hear that too. And here's a prime example of some information that a listener gave us. I thought this was pretty good.
I'm in my 60s, and I've been an Elvis fan since I was 7. But there's one story I don't think a lot of people know about the money that he gave to St. Jude. And when one of the kids wanted to go there and their parents got in free. So we spent 2 years down there, and my granddaughter and I would go to Graceland almost every day. She knew who he was. She was 4 years old. She passed away over there, but we had somebody trying to make us feel good.
I'm gonna walk them golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Oh Lord, you know I can hardly wait to reach that sweet bye, 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 bye. But now I see those purple pearly gates. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. Well, I'm gonna walk, we'll walk them golden stairs, cause I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. Well, I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. When Jesus says to me, well done, and all my cares are laid behind. I'll lay down my sword, my battles are won. I'll walk them golden stairs when I die, when I die. I'm gonna walk, I'll walk them golden stairs, because I know my Jesus answers all my prayers. I know when he calls me to my home on high. I'll walk them
My name is Bruno Neschi, Elvis tribute artist, and I've made my Blue Suede connection.
You can shake an apple off an apple tree. Shake a shake of sugar, but you'll never shake me. No siree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna run my fingers through your long black hair. I squeeze you tighter than a grizzly bear. Yes, sirree. I'm gonna stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. Hide in the kitchen, hide in the hall. Ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear it apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how a love is gonna keep us tied. Stick like glue. Stick because I'm stuck on you. I am the kitchen, I am the hall. I ain't gonna do you no good at all. Cause once I catch you and the kissing starts, a team of wild horses couldn't tear us apart. I'm gonna take a tiger from his daddy's side. And that's how my love is gonna keep us tied. Yes, sir. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah, yeah, because I'm stuck on you. I'm gonna stick like glue. Yeah.
And of course, more of Elvis coming up right after this.
Familiar, call 911. Pain in your neck just
on the jaw.
John is the breath.
Please tell us more. Cold sweats and nausea, tiredness.
It's time to take it serious.
Back pain, stomach pain, short nose of breath. Cold sweats, nausea, dizziness. If you know the symptoms and heed the signs, you'll be around for a long, long time. Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911.
Learn a song that could save your life. Get a free download at womenshealth.gov/heartattack.
Women, listen to me, and when I'm done, if any sound familiar, call 911. If any sound familiar, call 911.
A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
911.
Through his deeply personal insights, Stan fought his way back to health. This raw story offers an encouraging look inside obesity.
I think we all have a giant in us. We all just have to control that giant. You know, your giant might be drugs. Your giant might be something else. Some have been able to tame that giant from the beginning, and many haven't. I was one who lost control and let the giant control me, but I got it back.
The Giant in Me, Getting My Life Back by Daniel Hawthorne. Available wherever books are sold.
Hi everyone, my name is Emilio Santoro. I am an Elvis tribute act from the United Kingdom, and I've had an amazing time making my Blue Suede connection.
You say that you love me and swear it to be true, but if you care, come on. Kisses and swear that they're brand new. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but to make them even know what to do. Come on now,
make them even know.
Then go ahead and show. I think that's fine if you ain't lying, but make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You make me know what to do. Come on now,
make me know what to
do. Go ahead and show. I say here is deceiving, see it's believing. Make me know what to do. You won't have no trouble proving it to me. Come right along and you'll find me helpful as can be. You say you want to hold me and stick to me like glue. Well, here is deceiving. See, it's believing. Make me know what to do. Come on now,
make me know it.
Go ahead and show it. I say here and deceive it. See, it's believing. Make me know what to do.
Oh,
make
me know it.
Go ahead and show it.
All right, TL, here you go.
Lay it
on. BestProductReviews.com. Mm. In 2025, if you're a new fan and you're just getting into Elvis, they think these are the albums that you should have.
Alrighty.
Number 10, Elvis Platinum, the box set. We have that. Yeah. We played that on the show. We did a whole show on that album.
We sure did. Mm-hmm.
Number 9, Elvis Presley, his first album.
Okay.
Number 8, they say you gotta have the classic Christmas album. Number 7, his greatest hits is a must.
Right.
Anthology box set, you gotta have that one.
Right, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, number 5, they say the number ones. That came out a few years back in the 80s. Yeah, that's a great album.
Yeah,
Rattled in the phone. That's professionally done. Rush used to do that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Number 4, the essential Elvis Presley. My favorite Elvis album, one of them, is the 30 number ones.
That is a good one, yeah.
Aloha from Hawaii. That's a must.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
And they say the number one album that everybody should have is Elvis Gold Records, the first one, the Ultimate Volume Number One Collection.
Very good, very good.
Do you agree with that?
I do.
All right, do you agree with this, TL? Do you know what one of his most important jobs was when he was in the Army?
Tell me.
He was looking for suspicious mines.
Hello. Hey, this is Ted from Illinois, and I just want to say, man, me and my brother are huge Elvis fans. We have been all our life. The guy is great. Was great, is great. His legend always will be great. Anyway, I was wanting to know if you guys could play one of three songs for me. Are You Lonesome Tonight, the laughing version, which I just love and you don't hear that often, or Tender Feeling, or anything that's part of you. There's so many songs of his that wasn't number ones, that was just tremendous songs that I think should have been number ones. But anyway, thank you for your show, and we love Elvis. Bye.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted apart? Does your memory stray to a bright summer day when I kissed you and called you sweetheart? Do the chairs in your parlor seem empty and bare? Do you gaze at your bald head and wish you had hair? And filled with pain, shall I come back? Tell me, dear, are you lost? You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each must play a part. That's it, man. 14 years right down the drain, boy, I'll tell you. just shot right there, man. I'll tell you. Houston, right?
Hello, my name is Dennis. I'm in central Illinois. I love your show. I listen every Sunday. I would like to hear a song that's in the opening credits of the movie Tickle Me called Long Lonely Highway. Thank you very much.
It's a long, lonely highway when you're traveling all alone. And it's a mean old world when you've got no one to call your own. And you pass through towns too small to even have a name. Oh, yeah. But you gotta keep on going on that road to nowhere. Gotta keep on going. No one to care, just keep moving down the line. It's a long, lonely highway without her by my side. And it's a trail full of teardrops that keep on being cried. My heart's so heavy, it's a low-down, dirty shame. Care, just keep them moving down the line. I got a rock for my pillow, beneath a weeping willow, and a cool grass for my bed. My drinking water's muddy,
So don't you tell me, buddy, that I wouldn't be better off dead. It's a long, lonely highway getting longer all the time. And if she don't come and get me, well, I'm gonna lose my mind. So if you read about me, tell her she's the one to blame.
Everybody enjoyed hearing their songs today, and I hope everybody that requested a song was able to listen this week,
right?
So they could hear themselves.
Well, you know, you can always go to the website and listen to it again.
There you go. And if you enjoyed it that much, go for a second listen.
There you go.
That's the way to do it.
On demand at BlueSuedeConnection.com.
Any comments or words for our fine friends who attended our weekly Elvis party before we officially sign off?
I just want to say I really appreciate your guys' requests. Many of those were my favorites. So, yeah, we're like all in the family there.
Yeah, and keep them coming because there will be another request show coming up in another month or so. You never
know.
That's
right. That's right.
As long as you keep calling, we're going to keep playing them.
There you go.
Before I say those words, TL, I would like to ask you this question.
Okay.
Why did Elvis want to get his pilot's license?
I don't know.
So he could take all of his songs to new heights.
Okay.
All right, friends, we're going to do this all again next week. Say it with me, TL.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
We love you guys. See you next week.
Let's wrap it up and get out of here.
Blue Suede Connection.